So let's talk for a minute about what we're going to do this Shabbos for Shalosh Shudas. So to quickly outline what the issue is and what there are possible solutions to how to get through this. So this year, the way the calendar falls out, and it will do this 3 out of every 19 years. You guys are not yet 19. When you turn 19, your Hebrew and your English birthday will be on the same day. Every 19 years, the Hebrew calendar, which is 354 days, the lunar secular calendar, the civil calendar, is 365 and a quarter, they overlap. So 19, 38, 57, all the way to 120, your birthdays will align. In that 19-year cycle, there are three times in every 19-year cycle where you will have a year like this, where Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Still, it doesn't matter. The way the leap years are intercalculated doesn't change that. It's a good question. So, what's the issue? We know that you're not allowed to have chametz after 4 hours into the day. 4 halachic hours on Erev Pesach, we stop eating chametz. It's done. You can't have it. We burn it. We destroy it. Fine. Where I live, I think that's about 10:34. Maybe it's slightly different here, but I'll say around 10:30 or so. So at 10:30 on Shabbos morning, you're not allowed to have chametz anymore. Okay, so I won't eat chametz. But the issue is, we're still required to have 3 meals on Shabbos. Both men and women are required to have 3 meals on Shabbos. Women have to have 3 meals every Shabbos. People don't realize that, but they need to. So then you think, okay, no problem. I'll have 2 meals on Friday night. I'll wash, I'll bench, I'll walk around the block for a half hour, and I'll do another meal. And I'll have 1 meal in the morning by 10:30, and I'll be done. That way I get my 3 meals on Shabbos. Problem is, it doesn't work so fast, because really, ideally, there's a special time in which each one of the meals is supposed to be had. The first meal is supposed to be on Friday night. The second meal is supposed to be in the morning time on Shabbos day. And the third meal, ideally, is supposed to be in the afternoon on Shabbos. Right, on the afternoon on Shabbos. Okay, problem is that if 10:30 in the morning on Shabbos is the last time I can have any chametz, what am I going to eat for that third meal in the afternoon? So, one possible option is that you're not going to have bread. You're not going to have any chametz. And instead of having a washing, which really one ideally should do, for this year, the way the calendar falls out, we're going to be a little bit more lenient, and one can fulfill the third meal by eating either bread or fish. I haven't posted yet. Just got bread. You could have bread. You could have. You threw me off, Simon. You could have fish. You could have meat. You could have eggs. That will be your Shalosh Shudas in the afternoon. You can have that at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Not too close. You won't have an appetite for the Seder, but that'll be it. So some people realize, if in a year like this I could have fish, eggs, or meat for Shalosh Shudas, that means every other Shabbos of the year. No, my good friends. You cannot do this every other Shabbos of the year. In a year like this, where it's Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, that's where we find this leniency of having the meat or the fish, something like that. That's one option. Another option is to daven a little bit earlier on Shabbos morning and to have 2 meals in the morning. Now, this is not mentioned at all in the Rishonim. The Rishonim do not give this advice. This is a later addition in the halachic development of this discussion, of this question. But in the early Rishonim, the Middle Ages authorities do not mention this idea whatsoever. But nevertheless, there are many posts we've pulled. You can do the following. Let's say a person is going to daven earlier. In my shul, we're going to have 2 minyanim. One will be at 6:45 a.m. this Shabbos. That's our hashkam. And we're going to have an 8 o'clock, a little bit earlier than we normally daven. If a person davens an early minyan, it's a regular davening. It's not going to be a drasha, not going to be drawn out. You get home, you'll have time to wash for one meal with either egg matzah or with real challah roll. Now, the house is already clean for Pesach, because that night's the first Seder. So what you're going to do, your mothers are going to be very careful. You're going to have like a little napkin. You're only going to eat. If you have little kids, you're going to feed them like you feed a bird. You know, like the little birds, you put the food directly in their mouth, like a beak. You're a little kid. You're going to put the challah directly in their mouth. You don't want crumbs. You're not going to have it on your Pesach dishes. You're going to have separate napkin. Then you're going to take the crumbs from that. You're going to flush it down the toilet. Get rid of it. You can't burn it because it's Shabbos. You can't light a fire. So you're going to flush it down the toilet.
Correct.
Shabbos goes into Yom Tov, so you can't normally burn it because, like would on a regular year, a different year of Erev Pesach, you'll flush it down the toilet, you'll throw it out in the garbage outside, that's fine, you're going to get out of the house. Then, you can bench, have like a little bit of a soup or something, have a little fish or something, you'll bench, that'll be the end of your second meal, you'll take like a half hour break, you'll walk around the block, you'll learn a little bit, daf yomi, whatever you want to do, you'll do something for about a half hour break, and then you'll start your third meal in the morning still, and just make sure you finish all of your chametz by 10:30, 10:34 approximately, and that's it. That's the way you get in the Shalashudas this year. Again, the Rishonim don't give this solution. They point out that it's, you know, you'll just have the fish or meat in the afternoon like that. But here's the question. You're saying, Rabbi Jaffe, why don't we just have matzah for my third meal? Does anybody know why you can't have matzah? Yeah, you're hungry for it? Yeah, go, Aiden? Correct. You're not supposed to be, by the letter law, you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach because we want it to be fresh and exciting and delicious. You want to anticipate it. So you're not allowed just to wash and use matzahs for my Shalashudas. So again, these are the options that are available. Friday night meal is going to be a regular meal. In the morning, on the day, you got to get in two meals. So either you could have two meals early in the morning, have like a one course for your first meal, start the third meal before, finish all the chametz for like 10:30 or so, and then just have a longer point like that. Or you just have one meal Friday night, one meal in the morning before 10:30, and then have either fish or meat or fruits even, according to some, would work for your Shalashudas. And that's what the advice that the post can give in order to solve the dilemma of the conflict. On the one hand, getting in three meals on Erev Shabbos. On the other hand, not being able to eat chametz after a certain amount of time and not being able to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Are there any questions about this? One more thing I'll just add in. It's very important to recite the bittul. Very, very important. Maybe write a note before Shabbos, put it on your refrigerator. Once you finish eating your chametz on Shabbos morning, 10:34, whatever it is, you must recite the bittul. That's where you effectively say, any chametz that I own, any chametz that I eat, does not belong to me. And you have to understand the language that you're saying it in. If you're Hebrew, Aramaic, Yiddish, English, pick the language you understand best. If it's English, perfect. Say it in English, but you must say that in the morning on Shabbos day. That is very effective for making sure you don't own or possess any chametz on the Yom Tov of Pesach.